we've made news there or not. I'm going to look that up. But Mark Meadows, chief of staff for POTUS, well, that's what we're told. And so the chief of staff rumors are out there. Tim Walberg just said he's going to be it. Not a rumor. There's a member of Congress, a colleague of Mark Meadows, a friend of Mark Meadows, saying he's going to be the chief of staff. Not the first time we've heard that, but the first time we've heard that in quite some time. A good choice for the president, by the way. Strong, staunch ally is Mark Meadows. And for Mark Meadows, let's talk about career path, all right? You've been in Congress for 4 or 5 terms. Time to do something a bit different. Understand that. And if you go to work for Donald Trump and the Trump organization, well, that's a pretty good place to be going forward for the next 10 or 15 years, wouldn't you say? A guy who could put together a presidential library and be involved with that sort of thing. So you talk about career path as well. Different calculations go into the different jobs you take. You serve at the pleasure of the president, you do, but you also take into consideration other factors. In this case, Mark Meadows would probably do that. All right, so coming up here a little bit later on the program, we've got a big giveaway for you. $7,500 value from Wolverine. We'll be talking about that in hour 3, so don't miss that when we get to it. A quick wrap-up, though, of the week is in order. A wrap-up of the week. Nancy Pelosi, apparently reluctant to send the articles of impeachment that they got passed on Wednesday after all of that effort and all of the, you know, the showmanship and the parade of witnesses. Well, they're not really witnesses. Gossip column writers that showed up to say, hey, the president, I heard the president do this. I heard the president do that. Well, it doesn't matter what you heard. What did you see? What did you hear yourself? No fact witnesses. But they get the impeachment done on Wednesday. By Thursday, they've all forgotten and gone home to the districts. Congress is out. They're gone. We got the impeachment. Congratulations. Put that asterisk next to his name. And it is completely meaningless. But here, Nancy Pelosi is saying that she's not going to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate unless the Senate meets her demands. She's a little angry about having to take questions about it all. I want to go to bite number 7, bite 7 with Nancy Pelosi. Go.
You run the risk that the Republicans have said of looking like you're playing games with impeachment if you hold on to these articles for too long.
I said what I was going to say, Nancy. When we bring the bill, which is, just so you know, there's a bill made in order by the Rules Committee that we can call up at any time in order to send it over to the Senate and to have the provisions in there to pay for the impeachment. And then the next step, and the trial. That is where you put the managers. I was not prepared to put the managers and that bill yet because we don't know the arena that we are in. Frankly, I don't care what the Republicans say. Any other questions? Not on this subject.
I don't care what they say. I'm going to tell you what I think. Fine. But here's what Mitch McConnell has. They want to go to bite number 4 with Mitch McConnell laying bare the argument that somehow this was a noble pursuit, this impeachment, and not sending over the articles of impeachment is somehow taking the high ground. Here's Mitch McConnell from the Senate floor yesterday, bite number 4. Go. Bite number 4, are we there? All right, we got a problem with bite number 4.
A political faction in the lower chamber have succumbed to partisan rage. A political faction in the House of Representatives has succumbed to a partisan rage. They have fulfilled Hamilton's philosophy that impeachment will, quote, connect itself with the pre-existing factions, enlist all their animosities, and there will always be the greatest danger that the decision will be regulated more by the comparative strength of parties than by the real demonstrations of innocence or guilt.
Well, there you go, laying bare the argument that somehow this was a noble pursuit. It is not. And there's so much evidence now that it was not real. First of all, go back to the day that they announced the articles of impeachment out of committee. And they said, oh my gosh, we've got a deal on USMCA. And then they get impeachment done on Wednesday here a couple of days ago. And then the next day, oh my gosh, we've got USMCA passed in the House. It has sat there and languished for months, for more than a year. A trade deal that will certainly help throttle up the economy, if that's even possible, to even higher levels in 2020. The deal gets pushed through. Now it's there. And so you look at the deal with China. You look at the deal on the USMCA. You look at the fact that the economy is already doing exceptionally well. And you add these things to it, and there's just no way that Moody's is wrong. Moody's Analytics, weeks ago, predicted, as did I, but Moody's supported my thesis that Donald Trump will be reelected by a much wider margin than he was in 2016. Moody's has only been wrong once, and that was in 2016, because they did not understand the dynamic, the phenomenon that was Donald Trump in that year. But Moody's goes and puts in numbers, including the economy and unemployment rates and wages and all of that. And they've only been wrong once, and they say Donald Trump will bring in more than 350 electoral votes. I believe that to be true, because I think you'll see states like Nevada, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and other states support the president when it gets down to it. You look at what Joe Biden said last night. Well, you can lose a few hundred thousand blue-collar jobs in pursuit of the Green New Deal. Amy Klobuchar said something to the effect of, we should have a new amendment to address freedom of speech in America. Really? We need to address that? I don't think so. The radical left has overtaken common sense thinking of any sort, of any kind, of any description inside the Democrat Party, and that will cost them November 3rd, 2020. You can like Donald Trump or hate him. He's on his way to re-election. Impeachment be damned. 52 after on a Friday. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.